Minister, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here. How do you rate the progress?
You come up with a new text for the big picture. It's substantially improved from what it was originally. We've yet to go through it in detail in light of the LCA's document and KP document. So for the KP document, we have it. The LCA, which we need to see still in the morning. Both of them made in comparison with the big picture. We should know if that is something that could be used for us to make a decision here in COP, or a number of decisions in the COP.
So do you realistically see us?
Well, I think this is going to happen. Yes, I'm still being optimistic. But it's definitely not going to happen anytime early tomorrow. The biggest problem will be a lot of us will be leaving tomorrow. It won't be easy for people to change their flights and then stay here another day even. So I wish if things had been worked out just a day earlier than if we were in this position last night. At this time, I probably would have already finished this.
And you took part in the direct action today with Kumi Naidu and activists throughout the convention centre. How did that feel, and what do you think it achieved?
Well, I felt that you know, civil society is behind countries like the Maldives, and strength in it, and I think I don't know how much would have influenced anybody's decision, but that certainly would have given a strong message that there would be people who would not simply wait and watch to see whatever happens here. So people are watching out on what's going on.
Thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.